This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that we spend together, on the air, again, in the chat room and being involved. How many of you, I was going to say raise your hands. But some of you make fun of me for doing that. I don't care. How many of you, seriously, watch the, you had Trump's thing on today, right? And you had the other hearings on. And you had, what else was there? It was two hearings. And then there was Trump's Press conference, whatever. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got windows popping up all over the place. And how many of you caught all that? Now, the most fun part of the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm a sicko, was when Trump started yelling at the CNN reporter, right? When Trump started telling the CNN reporter that they had fake news, that he wasn't going to, you know, and the report. How stupid do you have to be to push back on Trump like that, knowing that he's just going to put it in your face? Do you really, hey, CNN, I don't even remember the reporter's name, but do you really believe that people are going to be on your side? It's guys like you that is making it easier and easier and easier for him to get an 8-year term. Because you know that reporter's going to go back and he's going to write about how rude Trump was. And how Trump is stifling the press. I don't know. I saw that he took questions from everybody there. You were the only guy, because of your attitude, you were the only guys that he was going to ditch. And I don't blame him, frankly. You know, he gets to run it any way he wants to. He is the president. And I know some of you say, well, you know, he's the president. He's supposed to allow the press in. Sure, he did. A whole bunch of other press. He gave a whole bunch of other people time. And I don't have a problem with that. I think it's wonderful. It's about time somebody reeled the press in. And I don't mean to squelch them. I don't mean to stifle them. That's not what I mean at all. So keep your rocks where they're at. Don't send me an email. Tell me how wrong I am. Right? I mean, Do you reward the press for the garbage that they've pulled over the years? You allow them to get away with more and more and more? Is that how it works? I'm just asking. No, I love the fact that he's laying out who gets to sit where. Right? Now he gets to poke at them. He gets to decide who gets the front seats and who gets the back. You know who I line up in the back, right? And as far as BuzzFeed goes, you know what I'd do for them? I'd give them a direct link. I'd get two of those old-fashioned Dixie cups, and I'd put string between them, And I'd run them around the corner and find the first bathroom that hadn't been used in a while, and I'd let them sit in there. How many of you saw the original, what was that, Walking Tall? Remember that? You wouldn't. You were a puppy. Yeah, there you go. The original Walking Tall, there's a scene in there where the judge is, he's corrupt too. And there's a scene in there where he reads that he finds out that he gets to choose, the sheriff gets to decide where the judge's quarters are, where his office is. And it's beautiful. You know why it's beautiful? Because he puts him in the men's room. He has two of the stalls ripped down, and right there in the men's room is where the judge's new office is. I thought it was wonderful. So that's kind of what I would do. I would find out what I can and can't do, and I would make their lives miserable until they... Listen, I know that Trump has thin skin. I know he doesn't like it when they report negatively on him. I got all that. So I won't be on his side when he gets mad at them for reporting negatively, as long as it's the truth. If it's the truth, they can beat him up. But they don't know where to find the truth. They can't seem to find the truth anywhere. So one of my questions has been always, I've had Evan say it on the show, I've had a lot of people of the Jewish community, Jewish faith, Jewish culture. I've had a lot of them on the show. And I'm always amazed at how they keep voting for Democrats. It floors me. I never understood how people in lower socioeconomic areas that have been there all their lives, how they vote for Democrats. And Trump finally called it out when he said, hey, you've been voting Democrat for 60 years. Give me a chance. I can't do any worse. Boy, well, you wasn't kidding, right? So I've asked Larry Greenfield to join me. He's going to come on after the break. Larry served as an executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation and the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs and the Republican Jewish Coalition of California. And I want to talk all things Jews. Seriously, I'm not afraid. Why Obama hates Israel so much? Why Dems hate Israel so much? Right? And Jews versus Jews. Why is it that Jews seem to be so hard on Jews who don't vote Democrat? It's almost the same thing as when blacks don't vote Democrat. They're called all kinds of wonderful, happy names. And I don't understand why. I mean, maybe you can enlighten me. I've never claimed to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. Never will. I learned like a lot of you have learned, made mistakes in the street, that kind of stuff. And that happened. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Larry Greenfield joins me after the break. We will be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant Lake Pond Water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go.
Go away, Daniel.
Yeah. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, or you can head over to the you can head over to the website and pull down the station list. Find out where we're on, because I hate listening on a smartphone. I even hate the term smartphone. But go over and take a look at the stations. If we're not on a station in your area, call me. Let me know what the station is. I will call them. We've picked up the last three stations we've had because of people like you, because of listeners who got tired of listening on their smartphone. So I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I do appreciate the time that you get involved. So, you know, you've heard me ask this question a million times on the air. You've heard me say, hey, why is it that the Jews the Jewish people, the Jewish community are so... I don't want to say sold out, but so loyal to the Democrat Party. They don't do anything for them. They don't back them up. So I've asked Larry Greenfield to join me. Larry is, he serves as executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, and the Republican Jewish Coalition in California. Larry, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Joe. A pleasure to be with you.
Always, always fun. Always informative. Now, Larry, when I have other people of Jewish faith on with me, they've always explained something that is kind of foreign to a lot of us. And the Jewish community isn't the Jewish community like the Black community is or the Italian community. There's big branches of it. There's the practicing Jews, there's the cultural Jews. Can you explain that to people?
Well, that's well said, Joe. There's a diversity within Jewish life.
Mm-hmm.
Most Jews in the world, and there's only 13 million, but then there are people who've married Jews, and so the families of Jews may be a little bit bigger, but it's an extremely small group. About as many Jews as there are Mormons in the world, about 13 million. Can you believe it? 13 million in the whole planet. So that's a very small number, but half of them are in America, half of them are in Israel, minus a few Jews left in Europe, in France, England. And the French ones are now moving to Israel because times are so bad. And some remaining small Jewish communities in South Africa and scattered around the world. Small numbers of Jews in many countries. But essentially, half of world Jewry in the United States and half in Israel. And yes, there's a big split between those who are religiously observant, who read the text, obey the tradition, are ritually observant, follow the laws, and are practicing Jews. And then the bulk of Jews, especially in America, who are secular. They're liberal politically, many of them, and that's changing a bit. And they're Jews by culture. Their family was Jewish. Maybe their grandpa was a rabbi. Maybe their family came from Europe. Many did. And then there's a branch of Jewry which comes not from the Ashkenazi or European or white, but more of the ethnic Sephardic, which means formerly from Spain, which means they left Spain in 1492. They scattered. They wound up in the Middle East and Iraq, et cetera. So you've got splits. You've got ethnic splits. You've got religious observance splits. You've got cultural and political splits. That kind of describes a little bit about the state of the Jews. It's amazing there's only 13 million Jews in the world. Dennis Prager likes to tell the story. He's on a airplane one time. He's talking to a lady, and he realizes she probably doesn't know how many Jews there are in the United States. And he says, "Madam, how many Jews do you think there are in the USA?" And she says, "Well, Protestant, Catholic, Jew, there's 300 million Americans, 100 million Jews." He goes, no, there's only 6 million Jews in the United States. She says, "Huh, they must all live near me in Kentucky."
Oh, God. But, Larry, I'm surprised at that small number. I really am. I thought that the Jewish community was a lot larger than that.
It's a shocking number because the media attention on Israel, the front page of the LA Times, of course, negatively all the time,
mm-hmm.
but also the fact that Jews are prominent in the media covered industries, finance, Hollywood, the arts, literature, scholarship, academia, they make news. Jews are news. So why are Jews news? Well, because lots of reasons. They're successful or they're relevant. Look at the number of Nobel Peace Prize winners, Nobel Prize winners of all, chemistry, science, math, et cetera. It's a shocking number for a population that's 2% of the U.S. population and less than 1% of the world population. How come 25% or so of Nobel Prizes go to Jews? It's a very unusual community in that sense, very prominent.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. Let's talk a little bit about what just happened at the UN. And I asked you just before we're getting ready to come on, were you surprised or was this an expectation, that eventually America or Obama, I will say, would turn his back on Israel?
No, this was 8 years in the making. They like to brag that there was a strong U.S.-Israel defense relationship, although even that's not completely true under Obama. He was very tough on Israel. He revealed secrets about Israel. He revealed their nuclear capability. He denied them some rights when they were at war regarding telling the enemy about their overflights and about their military maneuvers. But let's assume for a second that the Iron Dome under Obama, of course, congressionally supported, did go to Israel to help them shoot down rockets, mortars, and missiles incoming against Israeli children in their south. It's a tiny country, but in their south from northern Gaza. And in their north, from southern Lebanon, let's assume even we'll stipulate for a second that the U.S.-Israel military and intelligence relationship continued. The political and diplomatic relationship was awful from day one. Obama's an ideologue. He's a leftist. He was trained and mentored in his 20s and 30s by radicals, Rashid Khalidi and Edward Said, philosophers of anti-colonial, anti-West, anti-American, anti-Israel kind of political philosophy. And he carried that into his perspective. He said right away, I'm going to create daylight between the U.S. and Israel. We've tried to be close with them. That doesn't create peace in the Middle East, so I'll put some space between us, as if beating up on Israel was ever going to create peace. The Palestinians saw the U.S. being tough on Israel. Why would they want to be sort of compromising in any way? So they stayed away from negotiating with Israel at all. And, of course, Obama took the same attitude to the moderate Arab states. He didn't like them very much either. He decided to make friends with the Iranian mullahs. And so, for lots of reasons, Obama picked on Israel, picked on Bibi Netanyahu, was very rough on Israel politically, didn't even visit Israel during his first term, specifically went to Egypt and gave a famous speech at a big university, went to Turkey and made friends with Erdogan. That didn't work out too well. He's been hostile to America and the West. Went to Saudi Arabia and bowed to the leaders of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, Obama's Iran deal was a big decision to make friends with mullahs, not with the dissidents who suffer under them, not get much of any concessions from the Iranians. We didn't get hostages released. He gave them all kinds of money. He looked the other way when Iran joined Assad with the genocide in Syria. He hasn't castigated Iran for their continuing terrorism. Obama's been a mess regarding Israel, regarding the moderate Arab states. By the way, regarding Friends of America generally, the Poles and the Czechs. Obama took the wrong side in Honduras. Obama took the wrong side in Egypt and sided with the Muslim Brotherhood, enemies of America. So I'm not surprised at all at Obama's radicalism, his foreign policy choices, his alliances, his hostility to Bibi Netanyahu. Obama sent his own political operatives and U.S. taxpayer monies illegally to try to defeat Bibi Netanyahu in his re-election campaign.
I know.
This was all out war.
Larry, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Larry Greenfield joins me. We're talking about why the Jewish community keeps supporting Democrats. We'll be back soon. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And seriously, pay attention. Take notes. I don't bring people on just to yak. When I bring people on, I want you to know what's going on in the world. I want you to have an idea. Because when you have to, I don't want to say fight, but when you have to deal with somebody on the other side, you have to, don't spew the party line. Don't spew the pulpit line. Have information. Know what you're talking about. So you're just not spewing what other people are saying and you can't back it up. I think it's one of the worst places to be in a conversation. I really do. So I've asked Larry Greenfield to join me and, he's been a friend of the show for a long time. He's been on the show a couple of times before and he served as the executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, and the Republican Jewish Coalition of California. Larry, thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
No, it's a pleasure. It's such a beautiful night. I'm here in L.A. The moon is out. It's gorgeous. Too bad I had to give up my date with Meryl Streep tonight.
Oh, I'm glad I could rescue you from that.
Yeah,
there you go, right? There's a whole different universe on the other side of that hill when you're in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what. There's another community. Again, a very heavy Jewish-influenced community. And they let them get away with this. They let these Democrats that they supposedly love and raise money for get away with this. I am thoroughly confused, Larry.
So Hollywood was actually founded by 5 Russian Jews. They were all from essentially the same town. They all got remarried and started new lives, happy with younger wives and fresh starts and love of America. And they were patriots, and they invented Hollywood. And all these years later, almost 100 years later, Hollywood is still, I won't say dominated or controlled by, I don't like those terms, but influenced by many Jews at all levels of Hollywood. And many of them are liberal, of course. They're secular. And some are pro-Israel. And some are sort of respectful of Jewish stories. I'll give them that. But many of them are quite secular. And you saw the hatred, actually, from the stage of the Golden Globes, if you suffered enough to watch that, Oh, you don't like Hollywood. You don't like foreign. You don't like the press. Well, we could call one by one, but left wing, left wing, left wing. So who went first? I mean, you pick fights with middle America long enough, the candidate they eventually elect, maybe they're not going to be so thrilled. I don't know why Hollywood people in general like to irritate half their audience. They're so cocky. I think I have a theory. In Hollywood, you're not paid by production. You're paid whether your movie's any good or not. If you actually had to fight for market share as an actor or a performer, you might not be so politicized when you're up on stage. That stage should be about celebrating arts, not spouting off, you know, partisan activity. So I'm done with award shows. Count me out going forward.
I'm with you. I don't want to hear you. The biggest beating I ever got via email was when I picked on Carlos Santana because he played two songs and then he went off on the government. He went off on America for not having open borders. And I'm thinking, you know, Carlos, shut up. I don't come here to hear your political viewpoint. You pay the money to hear you sing. So please sing and just shut up. And his fans went crazy.
Well said. I mean, they're entitled to their First Amendment rights. So
sure.
Fine. So start a blog, and then I can choose.
Bingo.
To pay my time.
Or at the end of the show, say, look, I got some things I want to talk about. If you want to hang out, okay, no charge to the people that sit and listen. If you want to hang out, I'm going to give you my views on open borders. And then you hang out if you want to. Other than that, give me time to get out of the place.
I'll be at the bar or the Beverly Hilton after the show.
There you go, right?
Come hang out with me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Trump versus Israel. Do you think Trump's going to be a good friend to Israel, a good friend to the Jewish community, and why?
Yes, no question. First of all, I told the joke the other day. Mr. Trump is unlike left-wing Jews. He actually likes Israel and has Jewish grandchildren.
But I'm booked. Larry will be here all week.
Mr. Trump is surrounded by pro-Israel lawyers, pro-Israel business people, pro-Israel son-in-law, pro-Israel daughter. I mean, he is surrounded by people who are rooted in the U.S.-Israel relationship, the alliance, the special alliance, the Christian-Jewish bond. Mr. Trump also has a worldview of sticking with allies and sticking with two enemies. I mean, for every reason possible, Mr. Trump is another, whether he's a centrist or a conservative, whether he was for or against the Iraq War, whether he's in the Rand Paul camp on isolationism or in the Marco Rubio camp on vigorous sort of democracy promotion around the world, he's definitely pro-Israel. I have no concerns there. And, of course, he picked his bankruptcy lawyer, a famous man named David Friedman, who has a home in Israel and knows the U.S.-Israel relationships well. He picked him to be the new U.S. ambassador to Israel, if confirmed.
Yeah, so I and it's really funny because they've been calling him, or a lot of groups have been calling him, anti-Semitic, and I'm saying, how do you say that? How could you possibly, how much dope do you have to smoke to even have that come off your lips? I don't see it. I can't find it.
So there are some elements, small, of the coalition that voted for Trump or promoted Trump or likes Trump that is from the extreme right. Mr. Trump did serially disavow them. He said, I disavow. He's never met them. There's nothing to do with them. There were 200 strange people who got together at a ballroom in Washington, D.C. and raised their hand like a Heil Hitler thing. Next thing you know, the left, which is hysteric and panicky and upset and bitter and surprised and shocked, decided, oh, Mr. Trump is surrounded by people who are anti-Semitic. Mr. Trump is pro-Israel and philo-Semitic. He goes to Friday night dinner at his daughter's home to celebrate the Sabbath. I mean, I don't think you get closer to the Jewish community than that. His grandchildren are Jews. So he's obviously pro-Israel and friendly to Jews. And he has donated for years and years to Israel and ran the Israel, you know, showed up as the honorary head of the Israel parade in New York, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on is a smear campaign. There is some legitimate concern about some elements on the extreme right wing, which historically have been either racist or anti-Semitic. It has nothing compared to the extreme left wing. Read any blog in America over the last 20 years, and any article about Israel has lefties castigating Israel. The problem for Jews is on the left globally and in the United States, not on the right.
No, I agree with you. And I look at Trump, and I look at how the left has been handling him and beating on him for... Just think about this. Think about the guy's history. Now, yeah, okay, he's not a saint. I got that. Nobody voted for a saint in this election. But what he's done for the black community, what he's done for the inner cities, what he's done arm-in-arm with the Jewish community, I'm sorry, but I don't find too many of the people on the left, too many of the well-known people on the left that do as much for lower socioeconomic communities and specific communities than Donald Trump has done. Do you agree?
Well, that's extremely well said, Joe. And I'm going to add, of course, the mass majority, which is the white middle class, which saw over many, many, many years decline in wages, decline in home ownership. It costs more to rent than to own, suffering inability to buy homes, massive economic dislocation. And so the sneer always was that the Republicans are the party of the rich. Not true. The Democrats are the party of the rich. George Soros, Barbara Streisand, both Jewish leftists, et cetera, Steven Spielberg, and Marin County and Beverly Hills, right, and Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
You think you get a lot of Republican votes on the Jewish Upper West Side of Manhattan? It's the party of the middle class, the Republicans, and Trump captured that vote, and he won the election.
Yeah, there's so many. I wish we had 3 hours because there's so many more things I want to ask you. I want to talk about the Jewish community, how they treat each other at times. I'm amazed at how they treat each other. And as a Christian, and I don't just say this because it's the nice thing to say, I love the Jewish community. I have a lot of Jewish friends. I grew up with a lot of Jews around me. I don't get it, and I don't understand. It's not hurtful because I'm not an emotional guy, but I don't understand why the Jewish community doesn't trust the Christian community. Seriously, I mean, there isn't anything I wouldn't do for my Jewish friends if I thought they were being persecuted, especially right in front of my face. I don't understand the distrust, but we got to go to a quick break. When we come back, I do want to hit those two things specifically because there's a lot of people that have asked me those questions in the past. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Listen, head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. I want your email address. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I don't inundate your inbox. Number two is it's a great place to buy a great book. I've got a book out that it's all about everything that people have come to hate in the last 8 years. It's Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. Everything I've been told I couldn't talk about, everything I've been told that is hated in the community is in that book. It's a quick and easy read. You can get it up on the website, therealside.com, or you can head over to Amazon. You get a little faster. I just don't sign it there. Also, again, check out the stories on the website. Let my writers know what you think. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Larry Greenfield is with me. He's the executive. He served as the executive director for the Reagan Legacy Foundation and the Jewish Institute for National Security. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. All right.
Hey, I'm back.
All right. I sent you the link on the
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, in the second hour, we're going to rip apart Cedric Richmond's speech today, or when he was at the hearings today, and what he had to say about Senator Sessions. I mean, the guy... Is it just, I don't know if he's living 112 years ago. I don't know if he really hasn't been paying attention to what's going on. But he was one of those people that is so out of touch. And you want to talk about a real fearmonger? Well, if you listen to what he had to say, and you will be able to hear it in the second hour, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Anyway, I've asked Larry Greenfield to join me. He's been a guest of the show before. He's a friend of the show. He served as executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, and the Republican Jewish Coalition of California. Again, Larry, thanks for being with me tonight.
No, it's a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, we were talking about it during the break, but let's hit it hard right now. You know, for years and years and years, again, growing up as a as a little Christian boy. I had a lot of Jewish friends. I went to a Jewish boys' camp in the summer for, I think, 3 or 4 years it was. And I've always had a good relationship. I've always understood us to be friends. And as I told you during the break, a lot of us see the Jewish community as our older cousins, if you would. I'm amazed at how many Jews, though, are afraid or fearful of Christians and Christian help, if you would. Enlighten me.
Well, the good news is there's now a growing spirit of alliance and brotherhood, as you mentioned, and some calming down of Jewish sensibilities and political antenna up, and no more of this canard and fear that every Christian is out to convert the Jews. That was one fear going on in Jewish life. But it is fear of the cross, and it's historic. And many Jews remember, or they think they do, how 1,800 years ago and more, in Christian life in Europe, it was very rough on the Jews from the church, which proved the truth of the coming of the Lord by the suffering of those who didn't accept Jesus as the Messiah. And so there was some beating up of Jews in Europe that has very little to do with America today in 2017, where Christians, of course, are philo-Semitic, friendly to Jews. They don't want to kill us. They want to marry us. The Muslims want to harm Jews, and the Christians want to save them, literally. And so the issue is, can Jews overcome this fear of the cross? Some older Jews, no. Some younger Jews, yes. We mingle with Christians every day. We intermarry. We're friends. And Christians are pro-Israel. The problem is that many Jews are no longer pro-Israel. That's not their priority. Liberalism is. Secularism is. They're not associated with Jewish life. They're not interested in Israel that much. Okay, maybe they have a soft spot somewhere because they go to a Passover Seder once a year. They're not all haters of the Jews, although there is quite a bit of alienation / utopianism, universalism, and hatred of Jews as a people proud of their nation, Israel, or of their peoplehood, or they're shy about Israel being in the news, or they're left-wingers and they're upset that Israel, quote, is dominating the Palestinians. There's guilt. We're white. Some rabbi in Washington, D.C. wrote a whole article, Jews aren't white. That's what David Duke says as a way to attack the Jews. This left-wing rabbi in Washington, D.C. says, Jews need to be sympathetic to all minorities. We're not white people. Many Jews come from the Caucasus. That makes them Caucasian. That's about as white as you get.
Go ahead.
No. Long-winded way of saying there's a growing sense of brotherhood. Shared interests, shared values, of course, shared enemy, radical Islam. That'd be one reason why you might want to be kindly toward, grateful toward Christians who stand by Jews and Israel. And some sort of growing respect by Jews of conservatives in the United States and elsewhere who stand by Israel at the UN or in Europe or against academic leftists who beat up on Israel. And the left, of course, which has apartheid weeks on campuses, blasting Israel for everything. It's the left out there that's crazy. Some moderate Democratic Jews are moving more toward Republicans and conservatives and Christians in a friendship.
You brought that up a second ago. The college campuses across this country, you have Jewish, well-known Jewish professors across this country, and the anti-Semitism on campuses across this country is astounding, is it not?
Well, the Jews on campus are often leftists. They're secularists. They're atheists. That's very common. They've long since left Judaism as their religion. Their religion is Voltaire. Their religion is leftism. Their religion is utopianism. Their religion is 60s era radical Marxists, Alinsky, etc. And the list goes on and on and on. And so they have very little in common with historic Judaism or with Jewish community interests or with the Jewish state of Israel, or with the Jewish Christian Alliance, or with anything biblical or textual or historical. They're just leftists, and they hate religion, right? They despise religion. Mm-hmm. Look at the atheists, the new atheists. So they despise religion. They despise nationalism. Israel is a struggling little nation that could, so they don't like that very much. They don't like the military, so they love Jews when they were victims. Even Obama said, the Israel I like was the Israel of the 60s. Yeah, weak Israel, not strong Israel, not Israel that can defend itself, not Israel that produces the chips in our cell phones or will cure cancer. That Israel is not very interesting to Obama. Israel is weak, Israel as a victim, Israel as like, Jews and blacks in the 60s are all marching for civil rights. That's interesting to him. But not a strong military, not a nation state, not religious Jews, not a confident Israel, not an Israel like under Bibi Netanyahu, which rewards and celebrates Christians who stand by Israel. Bibi Netanyahu's gone out of his way to have a relationship with Christian communities in the United States, many, many, many of them. And they come to Israel and their brothers. That's all very uninteresting to Obama and academic leftists.
You know, Larry, I look at this stuff and I look at what's going on. The Jews, the young Jewish kids don't even know their own history. Okay, they don't even understand. So when people say they have to give up more space or they have to give up more territory, and they don't even know how they got that territory. They don't understand what went down to give them the land that they're in. They really believe that the Jews took it by force. They don't belong there, and the Muslims have been there longer than the Jews. I'm thinking to myself, my God, did I sleep through history class? I get it all wrong. What happened?
No, that's well said. I mean, very little biblical literacy, very little historic literacy, very little literacy about who the Arabs are and what the Muslim religion has been and how hostile it was to Christians and Jews all along, and the threats to Israel and the wars that the Arabs launched against Israel, the tiny space that is Israel. It's the size of, you know, what, Rhode Island or El Salvador. And it's on the front page every day, and it's just struggling to survive. It's got 8 borders, if you count their water, the sea, and the Gulf of Eilat. And it's got Arab armies surrounding it. Now it's got jihadists surrounding it. Now it's got Iranian Revolutionary Guards surrounding it. Hezbollah's got hundreds of thousands of missiles, rockets, and mortars aimed at Israel. Gaza was taken over by Hamas, a radical terror group. They have no partner for peace. They're going to struggle forever, apparently, because the Muslim world will not accept a Jewish or Christian state in the heart of the Muslim world. That's a no-no. That's a major principle of Islam. Any land that was ever touched by Muslims has to be controlled by Muslims. That's why they're in Europe. They want Europe.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, this is a lot of people don't believe in the spiritual aspect of this. This isn't a diplomatic thing. This is a spiritual thing as well. This is a biblical thing. People need to study and understand what's going on before they can sit down at a table and try to work things out. You can't just go in there and think this is just a governmental issue. It doesn't work that way. But what I was trying to get to before, though, is you're being of Italian descent. I want to know about my Italian history. I want to know how that country was formed and the different kind of characteristics of the country. And I'm just really always disappointed when I run across some young Jewish people. They don't know the history of their own country. They don't know the history of their own ancestry. It's always amazing.
No, that's again, very well said. It's a consequence of their parents and even their grandparents at this point, now generations of generations, have lost touch with the miracle of Israel, the rebirth of the Jewish state in 1948, the struggle of tiny Israel, the success in the 67 war. They were attacked from all sides and they won. They didn't conquer massive numbers of territory. They created a little bit of space and zone for them to have defensible borders. They gave back two-thirds of their landmass in their peace deal with Egypt. They're not exactly an empire. They're not exactly out there avariciously conquering lands. They just want enough space to live. They've had a knife at their throat all along. But unfortunately, many Jews today don't know the story of the Holocaust. They don't know about Jewish suffering. They're wrapped up not in studying history, but just in the latest, you know, technology of the day. And they hear the sob story. There's a very active, Joe, very active campaign of propaganda from the Arab world, from the Palestinian world.
Oh, yeah.
These are the people who cheered. These are the people who cheered 9/11. Okay, mm-hmm. We're talking about the most barbaric people in the world are Palestinian Arab tyranny terrorists who celebrate every possible mischief and mayhem against Jews and Christians, who train their kids from the age of 1, 2, 3 with their cartoons to slit the throats of Americans and Israelis. This is the great Palestinian cause Americans are supposed to be sympathetic to. Fortunately, Americans by 80-10 side with Israel against the Palestinians.
Hey, Larry, we're up against it. Tell people they can find some of your writings and get some more information on Larry Greenfield.
Well, great. I have a Facebook page, Larry Greenfield. And the thing I really would promote is my longtime association with the Claremont Institute, Claremont.org, And there's just a tremendous resource of pro-Americanism there.
Well, Larry, thanks a lot for being with me tonight. I appreciate it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, coming up, I got a lot. We've got a lot we're going to talk about in the next hour. We're going to go through some of the testimonies given during the hearings. These people are, like, out to lunch, big time. We'll be back in a few minutes.